Today's shir is Masechta Sota Daf Zayin. We will begin on Daf Vav Amud Beis. Two lines from the bottom says the Gemara Amar Rav Abachana. Hada Amar Rabbanim. This that the Rabbanim have taught us. Shlosh Advarim Tzarech Adam Lama B'Tech Beisai Erev Shabbos M'Chashecha. There are three things that everybody has to say at home Friday evening as Shabbos approaches. Ishartem, did you remove the Meiser from all the produce that you want to eat? Because as we know, that on Shabbos, we're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maestras, so one has to make sure to take them off before Shabbos approaches. Isartem, Iraftem, did you make a Ruvi Chatzeris? There's a very big discussion amongst the Mefarshim. We know that there are two types of Erevin. There's Erev Chatzeris that one should be able to carry within the Chatzor, and there's a Ruvi Tchumim, which is to be able to carry past one's tchum. So some say that we're referring here to a Ruvei Tchumim, because a Ruvei Tchumim cannot be done by Bein HaShmashes. A Ruvei Chatzeris, b'di'evid, can be done by Bein HaShmashes. However, there are those that learn differently, and they suggest that we are referring here to both types of Erevin, an Adlikus Aner, and put on the candle, light the Shabbos candles. And I saw that the Mefarshim all point out that, of course, this is said in this order, because once we put on the candles, once the candles are lit, it's Shabbos. And once it's Shabbos, the wife can no longer light, we can't do melacha. So therefore, the last thing that should be said is Hadlikas Aner. It says the Gemara, Tzarech, all of these statements should be said by nechusa, should be said in a nice fashion. Because if they're going to be said in this fashion, people, the family is more likely to accept what you say. Very much connected to what we discussed at the end of our previous year, that lo'olam aliyatal adam eimi yaseir b'tech beisai. A person should be careful to always speak nicely and not bring any fear into his home. Amar Vashi Anola Shmei Eloha, the Rabbi Baba Chana. I never exactly heard that what Rabbi Baba Chana said. However, v'keyamti b'mnafshei, I on my own understood that this is the way to behave, that a person in his home, in his family, he should always speak in the most calm fashion. So there are many mepshatim obviously in this Gemara. And the Gemara, one pshat that I saw, is that Erev Shabbos M'Chashecha, the Majid Tzareb in his Sefer Yisa Bracha, says it refers to the time that we're living in, the time right before Mashiach. And as Mashiach approaches, we have to be prepared for Mashiach. Shartam refers to, and he says it goes to B'nei Chayim Zayni, that Klai Yisrael is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this time as Mashiach approaches, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a rave, our children. We know by Kabbalah Satayr Klai Yisrael, B'neinu, our children, our ravim, are the ones that will be the guarantors. Ishartem refers to Tzedaka, that as Yaakov Avinu said, V'chol asher titen li asa esron alach, that Yaakov Avinu, when he was in a time of danger, proclaimed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that whatever you give me, I will take Meiser. And Hidlaktim Asaner is to teach a person, to teach people to do the Dvar Hashem. And the Pasuk is teaching us, and the Gemara is teaching us, if we want to be accomplished, to want to be able to accomplish what we need to accomplish, is we have to do it bin Nechusoy. If we want to be able to influence other people, we have to say it nicely. Others say that's referring to Erev Yom Kippur, to the time of as Aser Shemi Tshuva come to an end. And we say, Ishartem, the Aser Shemi Tshuva have passed. Iraftem, Erev Yom Kippur has already passed. Hadlaiku Asaner, and we've already lit candles for Yom Kippur. We should all be ready for Yom Kippur and be ready to make sure to do tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hopefully be mekabel at tefillos. Says the Gemara, Amravua, a person should be careful not to bring this type of fear into his home. There was a person that did so, and he ate something which was not kosher. Umanu, says the Gemara, who was this individual? Says the Gemara of Chanina ben Gamliel. So Gemara asks a question. Is it possible to say that he ate something which is not kosher? Says the Mahashta, the behemoth of the tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevit hakol al yodam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them that they shouldn't eat something wrong. And can we then suggest that a tzaddik himself will have been put into such a situation? Says the Gemara, what happened was, bikshuli chilu davar gadol, they almost served him something very not kosher. My niu, what was it? Eva minachai. What happened was that there was an animal that was slaughtered on behalf of Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, and they lost part of the animal, and they took that cut of meat from a different animal, and that was a non-kosher animal, but he didn't, of course, eat it. So the Gemara says that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takola ayidei tzaddikim. The Tosfos asks, and the story goes with the animal of Rav. The story goes with the animal of Pinchas ben Yair, where Rav Pinchas ben Yair came. He was collecting money for pinyan shvuyim, and he came to a certain place, and they served barley to his animal, and the animal refused to eat it. And after the animal continues to refuse to eat it, it must be because they didn't take off meiser from this animal. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu even protects tzaddikim, even the animals of tzaddikim, not to eat something not kosher. So of course, Tosfos asks the question that we know even from situations in Shas where we find tzaddikim who did violate averus. So how can we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let tzaddikim do an avera? So Tosfos says that when our Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim against an avera, it speaks specifically about Macholos Asuris. He says the Macholos Asuris are metantimus aleif. They cause serious spiritual damage. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddikim that they shouldn't fall into that type of a situation. And in fact, that's the case of our Gemara. The case of our Gemara was Rav Chanina was protected that he didn't eat something that's not kosher. The Hagos Maimonides says that this concept, that there's a special point to be protected not to eat non-kosher food, is related to the halachas of Bikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. We know that if somebody is, of course, in a situation of Bikuach Nefesh, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. We also know that whenever we unfortunately need to be Mechal Shabbos because of an ill in person, we try to do it in the way that causes that we should not do averus, as the Gemara calls it, a kala kal tchila. We always try to do it in the least serious way possible. So if a person needs to eat meat on Shabbos, so there's no kosher meat available, what should we do? Should we slaughter an animal, or should we let him eat non-kosher meat? So it would seem that we should tell him to eat non-kosher meat. Eating non-kosher meat is a chi of lav. Shechting an animal is a chi of karus. However, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh, who says that one should rather be allowed to shecht the animal. And he says, because the person who's sick, if he finds out that the meat that he's eating is non-kosher, may be repulsed and not want to eat it. And of course, we're referring here to a situation where the patient needs this meat. Dagos Mordechai, however, says, even if he's not repulsed, by eating non-kosher meat. There's an entirely different situation here. He says the situation here is that eating non-kosher meat, as we just discussed, is particularly problematic because it's metantamus alev. So even though, as we just said, of course being mechal Shabbos is a very serious aveira, but causing timtum alev by somebody eating non-kosher meat, and here we're learning a very bechidish. We're learning a very bechidish because we're learning that a person, even if he eats non-kosher food, when he's allowed to eat non-kosher food, he's sick and he's allowed to eat it. Still, it's metamtim as alev. Darizal says that if somebody is careful not to eat even a drop of chametz throughout the duration of Yonta Pesach, he will not do any averus all year round. So the Achroidim ask on Darizal that we find that tzaddikim do sometimes averus, and of course it's inconceivable to say that the tzaddikim that ate even any drop of chametz over Pesach. But according to the reason that we just said, now it's understandable. Because what he means to say is that if somebody is careful not to eat a drop of chametz during the entire Yont of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him that he won't eat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him that he won't eat chametz, he won't eat non-kosher food all year round. And as Rabbeinu Tam said, there is a special point of being careful that we shouldn't eat something not kosher because it has a specific effect. Moreover, the Achroinim and Rishonim discuss this protection that a Kadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim not to eat non-kosher food means only regarding direct non-kosher food. But if we speak about kosher food at times that one is not allowed to eat, will HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect somebody from not eating Yom Kippur? That isn't non-kosher food. And the protection is that the protection is regarding inherently non-kosher food. The Hagos Mordechai brings an episode where the Rashbam was once not paying attention, and he was about to go on a wagon where there was and there was pulled by a horse and a mule, which is Klayim, and he didn't pay attention that was the wagon that he was about to go into, and the last minute, the Rabbeinu Tam came. The last minute, Rabbeinu Tam, who was his brother, showed up and prevented him from going on to this animal. And the question, of course, is then HaKadosh Baruch Hu may vitakola l'day tzaddikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim from doing an avera. So how did that happen? So I saw Rav Nosson Gishtetner Zatzal explains that it could be that it's connected to what we're learning in our Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam, as we just discussed, holds that tzaddikim are only protected from averus of eating. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says the Rashbam did not have that type of protection, not to chas v'shalom, be over the avera of klayim. Whereas the Rashbam wasn't paying attention because he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him. And indeed, if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects you. And Rabbeinu Tam showed up all of a sudden and protected him from violating this avera. Shalach le'mar ukva le'rablaza. Adam ha'oim malai. There are individuals who are starting off with me. U'biyadei le'masar al-malchus. And I have the ability to give them over to the government who will stop them from bothering me. Mahu. May I do so? So sirtet, going back to what we discussed in our previous year, then when you light a pasuk, you need to underline it. So sirtet, he wrote a pasuk with kosef, omarta eshma derachim mechatab l'shoini, esmer lefi machsim bad rosh l'negdi, apisha rosh l'negdi, even if there's a Russia who's trying to start up with me, says the Gemara, I keep my mouth closed. I don't do something like that of giving over Jewish people to the government. And this is the basis for what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Chayvel Mazik, Perek Ches Halacha Tes, Osolimka Yisrael B'yad Ayv Kachavim. One has to be careful not to give over Jews to Ayv Kachavim, Be Meguf, Be Memoinim. But feel a Rosh Balaveris, even if the person that's being discussed as a Rosh Balaveris, even if he's doing terrible things from him, terrible things against him, he says that one should be careful in that not to give over. However, there are opinions that say that this should only be by a tzaddik. Others say that what the person that you should be careful not to hand over is a tzaddik. Otherwise, you may. And other people say it depends on who the victim is. And if the victim is a tzaddik, he has to act differently. However, the Paiskim do discuss different situations where there may be an exception to the rule. One exception to the rule I saw is that the Michas Yitzchak, the Shas Chuvus Michas Yitzchak Chel Ches, Simen Kuf Mem Ches, discusses if there's a person who doesn't follow the traffic rules and he becomes a danger to society with the way he's driving, that ultimately people could really be hurt. So the Michas Yitzchak says that such a person may be were allowed to give over to the authorities because he is a public danger. In general, the Paiskim discuss that there may be a difference in halacha where somebody is a public nuisance and a public danger. There we may be allowed to be more lenient in giving over this person to the government. Says the Gemara, Shalchlei, so now Rama Urkva sends a message to Rabbi Loza, Kometzarli Tuva, Vlamitsina de Ekimba. It's become very, very difficult for me to withstand what he's doing. Shalchle, so Rabbi Loza sends him another pasuk. Doim Lashem Vishalaloi. Doim Lashem, look towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yapilim Chalolim Chalolim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have them fall away. Hashkev Harvalem Lebesa Medrish, go to Shul. Spend time learning in the Beis Medrash, and if you will live such a life, hen kolam aleihem, they will disappear. Says the Gemara, Davi Yotzim Pir Rebbe Lozer. Rebbe Lozer actually followed this advice. Nesnu l'gneva b'koiler, and Gneva, who was the individual who was starting up with him, was taken to jail. So I saw that the Ma'arei Nayim quotes the Baal Shem Tov. He says that sometimes a person, there's a gzeira against the person. In this case, the gzeira against the person was that he should suffer at the hands of Geneva. The way for a person to be able to overcome these type of difficulties is that a person should learn Torah. And by a person who learns Torah, that will be the way that he will be able to save himself from any of these problems. But a different pshat, I saw, Hashkin v'har v'aleim. If you see that people who are unfortunately acting in an inappropriate manner, and what they're doing is that they are starting off with you for no good reason, what should you do for them? Hashkin v'aleim. That you should daven from them. Aleim is on their behalf. If a Jew sees that there's another Jew who is doing something wrong to him, so what we're supposed to do is daven for that Jew and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem should help that Jew should stop doing what's wrong. We end every Shmon Esrei with the words Ulamal Kalalai Nafshi Sidoim V'Nafshi Lakol Tia. The Shlach HaKadosh says that what we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that even if there are people who are doing things that are wrong to us, what we should do is that we should be able to absorb and accept whatever these people do. The nafshila kol tia, everybody, that I should be like earth. And he explains further, how does a person achieve that he should be in that madrega, that he should not be bothered? Hashkin v'harvel beis medrash. If a person learns Torah, that's the way that he will be able to live a life with, even when people are starting up with him, he will not have anything to be concerned about. The Chasam Sofer explains, we know that the pit in which Yosef HaTzadik was thrown was, the Pasuk says, Habor Reik, Ein Bo Mayim, and the Rashi, the Medrash says, Mayim Ein Bo Av Nechoshev Akrab Meish Bo. So he explains, Mayim Ein Bo, there was, we know that Torah is compared to Mayim. Mayim Ein Bo, there was no Torah. And if there was no Torah, that's when the Nechoshev Akrabim come. If a person wants to be able to not have Nechoshev Akrabim be a problem, the way he should do is learn Torah, have the Torah. And if somebody has Torah, the halach is that he will not have anything to worry about. The Chavetz Chaim makes a very interesting observation. The Chavetz Chaim says that when we find in our Gemara that Rav Marukva kept on asking Rabbi Lozer what should he do because he's suffering from this predicament, he never mentioned who is the person that's bothering him. The Gemara, at the end of the Gemara, says that Geneva was the one that was put into jail. So it's obviously Geneva that was the one that was starting up with him. So even if you're asking such a type of a Shaila, and you have a right to ask the question, if there's no need to mention the name, you have no right to mention the name. The Gra says Hashkein v'Erev means that a person Hashkein should daven earlier. If person Hashkein, he'll daven Shachris at the earliest time that he could daven Shachris. V'Harev, and he'll daven Mincha Meirev at the earliest times that he could daven. The schus of davening in that time and in that way, says the Gra, will protect you from any problems. The Gemara, we discussed this at the end of Masechta Soita. The Gemara at the end of Masechta Soita, Daf Mem Ches, discussed the halacha of drinking wine and hearing music. And now our Gemara continues discussing that halacha about drinking wine, about music. So, says the Gemara, Shalach Lein Lamar Ukva. They sent to Mar Ukva. Zimra Menolan Dosser. How do we know one is not allowed to sing when drinking wine? Shirtat, again, the reason it comes in Tau Gemara, because as we've been learning from our previous year, that when you write a pasuk, you have to underline it. Shirtat the Kosovo, the pasuk says, Al Tismach Yisrael, Al Gil Ka'amim. Klal Yisrael can't have enjoyment like everybody else does because we're suffering from the Golus, from the Churban Abayis. Ask the Gemara, why didn't he send them this pasuk? The pasuk says, "Bishir lo yishtu yayin yemeshech l'shaysof." Answers the Gemara, "Imahu, if we only had that pasuk, have amina, we would think only zimra the mono, that musical instruments may not be played. Aval the puma, but play with singing, shari might be permissible." That's why the Gemara quotes this pasuk. So the Shulchan Aruch, when he discusses this halacha of music, the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tuf Kuf Samach Sif Yud Beis, says, Gozru Shloyu Nagim Klei Shir B'Kol Minei Zemer. There was a rule instituted that one may not play any instruments anything that brings enjoyment. That's first, the Shulchan Aruch says musical instruments are prohibited. Singing when one is drinking wine, obviously when it's not a Sudas Mitzvah, is aser. So the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that instruments are always aser, and singing is aser when there's a mishta yayin. The Rama says v'yesh imrim dafka mishuragu behem kagon amalachim sh'ayin v'shaychem klishir v'vesa mishta. So the Rama is a little more lenient and said this rule only applies to people who it shall do it for luxury, for extra enjoyment. But the Ramosha in the Shas Tshuvas are Igris Moshe Aruchayim Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Samach Vav says that nobody's allowed to listen to musical instrument, and he says even though he knows there are opinions that are lenient when it's not with wine, he says I don't think that's the halacha. He says one should never listen to musical instruments, and he says the same is not only for live music. It also applies to tape music, recorded music. And the Shevet Alevi in Chelik Beis Simen Nun Zayin and in Chelik Vav Simen Samach Tes takes the same approach. He adds one word. He only says somebody who's Ragu Behem, somebody who does this all of the time. But if he doesn't do it all of the time, it seems that the Shevet Alevi is a little more lenient. The Chalkas Yaakov and Oyer Chaim Simon Samach Dalid has a very interesting approach why we could be lenient. He says, whenever we speak about Gzeiris Chazal, whenever we speak about things that Chazal instituted, so says the Chalkas Yaakov, it's only the way Chazal instituted does the rule apply. So he says, certainly as the rule was instituted in the time of Chazal, there was no such a thing as recorded music. So the Gzeira was not applicable to recorded music, and therefore we could be more lenient. However, even the Shevet Alevi and the Marshag, Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Nun Hei, say if a person is listening to music because the music helps him in his Avodas Hashem, or the music puts him into a better mood that he could do what he needs to do in his Avodas Hashem, then says they maybe are more lenient, particularly as we learn the Chalkas Yaakov's opinion that if it's recorded music, that wasn't what was part of the original Gzeira, maybe there's room for leniency. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna bar Nasan Rav Ashi, Ma'idik Siv, the Pasuk says in Yeshua, the Pasuk over there identifies different cities, Kina v'damayna v'adoda. Says the Gemara, Masfasa d'artisar k'choshev, the Pasuk is listing different cities in Eretz Yisrael which were in the territory of Shevet Yehuda. Amalei Ata Anolo Yudana, the Masvasa d'artisar k'choshev, so he says, of course, I know that's the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. Ella, my question to you is, Sherev Gviya Margiza, a Gviya who came from Margiza, Omer Batama, it had a nice drush in this Pasuk. And I want to teach it. It says, Kol Shiesh Lekinal Chaveroi, if somebody is jealous on someone else, V'doimim, he has reason to be angry at someone else because that other person is bothering him, and he remains quiet. Says the Gemara, what happens is Shaychan Adiyad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shaychan Adiyad, Doisulaydin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take his problem. Why is he called a Shaychan Adiyad? So says the Iyun Yaakov, because somebody who acts in such a way is acting in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Marach Af, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient with those who do Averis, and this person who who's also patient with those who do things that are against him. Therefore, he deserves HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of him. But I saw that the Yaakov goes on to say, why is he called specifically Shoichen HaDiad? So he says, because in this world, we live in a world where there's kina and there are fights and there are disputes. In the next world, none of those situations exist. A person who lives in this world, a oilam habadiga type of life, he deserves that to be connected to the Shoichen HaDiad. Amalei Ma'atop. So Rav Ashi said to him, now that you're explaining the Pesukim in Yeshua, El Ma'ato, the Pasuk over there lists Tziklag Medam Domma V'San Suna. What is Pshat in that Pasuk? Kochinami. How do we explain that Pasuk? Says the Gemara Amalei, so he told him, Iyav Rav Gviya Mibar Giza Hocham. If Rav Gviya would be here, have Amal Beitama. He was always able to say Droshes on these Pesukim. Rav Acha, Ba Mechaza Amma Ba Hochi. If somebody has a reason to be angry at his friend who's doing something to affect his parnasa, and he remains quiet, then Shoichen Sneh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who appeared at the Sneh to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Shoichen Sneh? Because the person who doesn't let himself get affected by somebody who bothers him and hurts his income is a person, obviously, of bitachon. He knows that panasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara Masech the Saita says, La'olam yelmer adam adas koinai, a person shall follow the behavior of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yinich kol ilanus toivis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of bringing his Shekhinah to beautiful trees, Hishra Shekhinah B'Sneh, put his Shekhinah by the bush. Somebody, what does it mean that he put his Shekhinah by the bush? Because it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at everybody. And even the people who are like the Sneh, who are very low, just like a bush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everyone. This person has that belief that I have nothing to worry about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me. And somebody who lives a life knowing and believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him, that will be the case. We also learned at the end of Masechta Saita that the Chassanim would wear certain crowns at their weddings. And again, Zeich L'Churban, they stopped. Amalei Reish Glusel Rav Kahuna, Klila Menando Asur. How do we know that that became Asur? Amalei Midrabbanan. He says, this is Exer Drabbanan, the Tanan, as we learned on the last blot, Omesach the Soita, Daf Mem Tes, Omer Aleph, the Pumash of Aspinus, when Aspinus came to attack Yerushalayim, that was before Titus, Gozra al Taras Chassanim, they made a rule that the Chassanim should not wear these crowns, Vali Iris, they shouldn't play musical instruments as they go to the wedding. Adahochi, during this discussion, come Rav Huna Lafnuye. Rav Huna had to walk out to go to the bathroom. Amalei Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said to the Reish Gelusa, he says that this isn't just a drabonin. Kroksiv. There's a pasuk that says that one shouldn't do this. Because the pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem Elkim, Hasa Metznefis, Harma Atara, Zois Leizois, Hashvei Lagbei. What's going to happen is that the people who till now were low will go up. So the question is, the Metznefes is what the Kohen wears, what the hat that the Kohen wears. What does it have to do with an Atara, with the crown? Eloi Malach, to teach us. When the Kohen Gadol is wearing his Metznefes, then Atara, that means the Beis HaMikdash is in place. Atara Barosh Kol Adam, everyone can wear a crown. However, Nitzdalfa Mitznefes Meresh Kohen Gadol, once the Kohen Gadol doesn't have that opportunity anymore, Nitzdalka Meresh Kol Adam, that becomes a time for us that we're not allowed to wear the Torah. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the Mitznefes was, we know the Gemara Masechta Zvachim and other places describe each one of the Big Day Kohuna, and each one of the Bigdei Kahuna, how they, what they are mechaper. The Mitznefes, the Gemara says, is there to protect against those who are Bali Gaiva. And the Churban Habayis happened because of Gaiva. So the Gemara says, Hoser Mitznefes, when people are wearing the Mitznefes and there's no concern of Gaiva, so then we don't have a Churban Habayis. And therefore, once we don't have a Churban Habayis, we don't have to worry, we could have, we'll be able to wear that Taras Chsanim. Unfortunately, when we don't have Mitznefes and we live in a time of Gaiva, then we can't wear a Taras. But says the Gemara, As Adahochi Osir Rav Huna Shkechene Davi Yatsvi, Rav Huna now came back from the bathroom and he saw them sitting. Amalei Helekim, I swear that this is Xerad Rabbanon, El Chizda Shmaf Chizda Melech. Your name is Chizda and what you said is nice. Says the Gemara, Ravina Ishkechil Ma Baravashi, Dava Godel Klil Labarte. He was preparing a crown for his daughter for her wedding. Amalei, so Ravina said to him, Lesovlama, don't you agree with what we just learned? That the Pasuk says, Hosam Mitznefes, for Harma Atara? Amalei, Dumi the Kohen Godel Begavri. That is a din, that Pasuk is speaking about a man. The Big Day Kahuna were worn by men. Ava Benoshi, by women, loy, this didn't apply. The pasuk says, "My zois loy zois." Says the Gemara, "Darish Rav Avira." Zimnan amalei mishmeider of Ami, the zimnan amalei mishmeider of Asi. B'shal shama kodesh baruch hu l'shol heisem haser mitznefes for har matara. Amr malacha kodesh sharos lefnei kodesh baruch hu. Rabbi shalom zois lahem li yisrael. Is this the way you're treating klai yisrael that were so great? Shagdimul fanach besine nasal of nishma. Do we know that the Kabbalah Satori they said nasal of nishma? Amalehem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu responded, Loi, is this not the way I should act? So Islam Yisrael shespiros gvoila v'gbiros ashafel that they made what's unimportant important, what's important unimportant. V'hilim tzeilim behechel. They brought a tzeilim into the hechel. That's why they deserve this punishment. Dar shabavira. Zimnan amalei mishmeder of Ami. Zimna amalei mishmeider of Asi. Ma'idik siv, kai amar Hashem, im shleimim v'chein rabim v'chein negoizu v'ovar. Im shleimim, amrai adam shmazoi noisim mitzumtzomim. If a person sees that his income is being affected, it's going down, yas tztaka, he should do tztaka. V'koshke shemerubim, when Baruch Hashem, a person is blessed with panosa, mai v'chein negoizu v'ovar, Tanabev Shmuel, Kal Goizes Menachosov, somebody who takes away from his own income, for Oisabem Tztaka, and he takes his income and he does Tztaka with it, Nitzel Medina Shagahenim, he won't fall into Gehenim. Mashlash Dei Rechelus, Shayevis Bemayim, two sheep were walking through the water. Achas Gezuzov, Achas Enigzuzov, one still has the wool and one doesn't have the wool. The one that doesn't have a wool has it much easier to pass through the water. Gzuza Avra, v'she'en gzuza, the one that's weighed down with the wool, says the Gemara, loy Avra, can't pass through. Says the Gemara, v'nisicha, the Pasuk says, v'nisicha le'en cha'oid, om ma'azut afilo oni han mespanis min tztaka. Even a poor person who has to live off tztaka, yasa tztaka, has to give tztaka, even though his situation, even though he's in a weak financial situation, and the Shulchan Aruch says that a person who indeed there's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch that in one place the Shulchan Aruch says that ani amispanis min atztaka chayv litein tztaka. This is in Yerudei Simen Resh Memches Sif Aleph, but in other places it's in Simen Resh Nun Aleph, and the Ramah there says that ani doesn't have to give tztaka. So the way the Aruch HaShulchan and others explain, they say it depends that even a person who is of very limited means, he doesn't have to give tztaka, but he has to give once a year tztaka, and the amount that he has to give is a shlishis hashekel. The Chibina Rav and the Shas HaTshuvas Dovim Misharim discusses if an ani, a person who makes a very weak income, does he have to give Maisa Ksofim? He says that such a person who barely is making enough money to live on does not have to give Maisa Ksofim. Ramaisha and the Shaza Chuvis Igris Maisha Yoridea Chelik Beis Simikuf Yubeis. He says that the Achos and Kala who are getting gifts, but they're using the gifts that they're getting to be able to live on because he's learning in Kailul. Ramosha says he doesn't have to gift stock. Says the Gemara, Lo Ancha Oid. Says the Gemara, somebody who gives stocker Tana of Yosef, somebody who gives stocker Shuv Eimar Simone Aeneas will not be poor ever again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. I saw that there was once somebody who was of limited means and he gave a very decent amount of stocker. And they asked him, how are you doing so? We're learning now that we're discussing about a person giving stocker. He says, because our Gemara teaches us that Imroi Adam Shimazoy Naisov Mitsumtsamim, if somebody sees that his stocker is limited, then Yasmem stocker. That's the best way to have stocker. I saw a marshal. There was once a poor person that wanted to send a letter in the mail. So the village that he lived in didn't have even a post office, didn't even have a mailbox. So they told him, you have to come to the big city to give to mail the letter. So he comes to the big city, and he comes to the post office, and the clerk working over there and says to him, and he had put a stamp on it, a postage stamp on it, says, your letter is too heavy. Your letter is too heavy. You have to add some postage. So he said, you just said that my letter is too heavy. If my letter is too heavy, putting more stamps on it will make it even heavier. That's what stock is all about. If our packages that we carry in this life are too heavy, then unfortunately sometimes too many averis that we're carrying in life, the way that we could make that package be able to travel, that we should be able to have schusim in the Olam Haba, is by putting on more stamps on it. What are the stamps? The tzedakah. Kedusha Levi says, why indeed is somebody giving tzedakah the best guaranteed that he'll have panasa? Isn't it sensibly, it doesn't make sense. You're giving away the little that you have. So he explains that a person who gives tzedakah, even though his own situation is not that great, what is he showing? What he's showing is that he lives with bitachin. The person realizes that he lives with bitachin. He knows that the panos he has is not because of him, it's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who lives with staka, such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees that he will have panosa. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Merekel Mizrach, Rekim to the east side, and we learned the other borders, Akko to the north sides, what are Etz Yisrael, what's not, when you have to say before Nakta, when don't you? Says the Gemara, the Memra. So the Mishnah said Akko to the north. Ask the Gemara, the Memra, the Akko Litzvah and the Etz Yisrael Kaima. Does that mean that Akko is to the north? For many, ask the Gemara, we learned, Haimahalach Ma'akko Lechziv. If somebody's walking from Akko to Lechziv, Miminoi, the Mizrach Aderach, everything to the right side of where he's walking, Tamei Mishim Eretz Amim. We're going to be learning that Chazal made Gzeira, that the lands of the Eretz Amim are Tamei. We'll speak in Mitzvah Shem the entire history of that Gzeira. So the Gemara says anything to his right as he's walking from Akko to Gziv is Eretz Amim, and therefore there's Tumah there. But on the other hand, Peturim and Amayisim and Shvius, because it's not Eretz Yisrael. unless somebody could tell you that that area is part of Eretz Yisrael. Mismayloi lemarav, anything to his left, which is the west side, Tayir Mishim Eretz Amim, is not Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't have the tum of Eretz Amim. V'chayevus b'mais b'shvius, it's chayev b'mais b'shvius, at shivad alach, until somebody could identify and say that this is an area that's part of Eretz Amim. At heichen, till where does that border go? At ksiv. Rishmo, Rabbi Yosef Amim Mishimaviv, he says that it goes all the way to Livlevoy. But we see here that the northern border of Eretz Yisrael is Kziv, not Akoy. Answers the Gemara. Omar Abai Ritzur Nafka. The city, the furthest city north of Eretz Yisrael is Akoy. But then there's a strip of land that juts out of Akoy till Kziv, which is still included in Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara. Yav Tamana Simna Hachi, is that the way that the Tana would identify areas in Tzisrael? Says the Gemara, in absolutely correct. And he says, Kra Nami Yav Simna. The Pasuk also speaks that way. The Ksiv, when we spoke about the other day, the story of the Pelegish Begiva, the Pasuk speaks about 200 people that survived from Pelegish Begiva, and they had made a decree after the story of Pelegish Begiva, that no one should marry from a man from Shevet Binyamin. And Shevet Binyamin was almost, at that point, entirely decimated. So they said that there were 200 men left, and they should get married, and they will rebuild Shevet Binyamin. And the Pasuk says, V'yomi hine chag Hashem b'shiloi, b'yomi yaminoi, asher mitzvayna lebeisel, b'zroch Hashem v'shlemasila oylem b'seil ha'shchema v'negel l'vaynoi. Says the Gemara again, that what is pshat in that Pasuk? The Pasuk saying is that Shiloi was to the east side of the road, and there was this road, and Shiloi was the Mizrach Hashem Asiloi. So we see that the Pasuk sometimes speaks about roads. Tani Chadam, says the Gemara, we learned in one Braisa, Hamevi get Besfina, if somebody brings a get on a boat, Kamevi Betz Yisrael, in one of the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, it's Kamevi Eretz Yisrael. The Halacha views it as if the get was written in Eretz Yisrael. And as we go back to the beginning of the Masechta, a get from Eretz Yisrael, we need not say Befani Nechtem, Befani Nechtem. The Tani Eidach, but yet there's a different brisa that says Kamevi Bechutz Laretz. So how do we reconcile these two brises? Answers the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yehuda Loi Kasha. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbanan. It's Machlek Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masech Techala, Perik Beis Mishnah Beis teaches us, of a Chutz Loretz, Haba Besfina, if somebody's transferring the earth of Chutz Loretz, there's a big Mechloikus Rishonim, must it necessarily be of a Chutz Loretz, or it's any offer. Chai B'mais B'Shvius, and this boat is traveling in one of the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, and the earth sprouted fruits, vegetables, Tvua, Chai B'mais B'Shvius. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, to which Rabbi Yehuda says, "Emesai b'smancha sfina gasheshes." If the sfina is touching the earth, it's traveling in shallow water. Av ena sfina gasheshes, then not. So now we have a way of reconciling the brises. The brisa that says that it's treated like Eretz Yisrael holds like the Chachamim that holds that any boat that's traveling in one of the rivers of Eretz Yisrael is treated like it's Eretz Yisrael. The Brice that says that it's like Chutz Laretz is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that only if it's shallow, only if it's Goysheshes, is it treated like Eretz Yisrael, otherwise not. Abaye says that we could say that both Brices actually follow Rabbi Yehuda. V'loikasha, the way to reconcile the two Brices is ha Rabbi Yehuda, if it's not touching the ground, so it's treated like Chutz Laretz. And that's that Braisa. Bizman, Shefina Gesheshes, it's treated like Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, what grows there is as if it's growing in Eretz Yisrael. And if the boat is like that, Befani Nachta, Befani Nachta would not have to be said.